Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another very important broadcast transmission against tyranny lined up for you today. He did his maiden voyage in talk radio on the subject of 9/11 being an inside job about a month ago. He's Warren Cucurillo, lead guitarist and, of course, the main songwriter for one of the top 20 rock bands in U.S. history, Duran Duran. But now he's a big 9/11 truther, and he's really speaking out all over the country, very articulate in a lot of research. He was, of course, friends with Frank Zappa and in his band when he started out in New York. And he's got an unpublished interview with Frank Zappa that he's not allowed to put all of it out here on air, but he's going to put some of it out here on air about the New World Order and coming fascism to the United States. So Warren Cucurillo coming up, joining us from New York. He's there on business, opening a new big restaurant in New York, normally in L.A. Good time for him to be on vacation or working vacation, because L.A. parts of it and parts of San Diego County into Malibu are on fire right now, as you know. So Warren Cucurillo joining us coming up in the second hour. And then, of course, Jesse Benton, the media relations head, press secretary for the Ron Paul 2008 campaign. Ron Paul is now a first-tier candidate. Unbelievable. The mainstream media admits he's now first-tier and could win and came in number three above Fred Thompson in a poll of conservatives. A very important poll they do every 2 years in the presidential and then, of course, the off-year congressional election. Huge situation that came out over the weekend. A lot of censorship, a lot of Fox News attacking Paul now or simply ignoring him in their papers. Not even mentioning they got third place. Mentioning first, second, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, but not third. Not even mentioning him, kind of memory-holing him. We got Jesse Benton coming on in the last 30 minutes of the show today. We'll also have some open phones in this hour and into the next with Warren Cucurillo. By the way, he's just a great guy. So much energy. So smart. I love talking to him. Well, I'm going to have him on routinely here on the show. Listeners like him, too. Kind of like I like to have an Aaron Russo on once a month or so. Well, I guess they're both from Brooklyn. Just interesting fellas. My editor, my main editor, Rob Jacobson, is from Brooklyn. I like folks from Brooklyn. They're interesting. Got a lot of pizzazz, as they say. I ran into Willie Nelson last night. And let me tell you, there's few people that I get really excited about. I mean, I'm a big Willie Nelson admirer. I wouldn't even call it fan. And not so much of his music. I love his music. I love it. I love him in The Highwayman. That's the best. You know, he wrote Crazy that Patsy Cline did. I think he sold that song for $50. I looked it up on Wikipedia. That's what they say. I remember hearing that. But he for $50, he struggled for 20 years and never, quote, made it. Then he moved to Austin. He was born right outside Austin, like two counties up from us, kind of out by Waco, a little bit east of Waco. And just an amazing individual. Came to Austin in the 70s, made it huge. Now he's a world icon. He's Elvis level now for a living individual. And I ran into him. He was at the Alamo Draft House last night, but it wasn't like when I met Jimmy Vaughn for the first time 5 years ago, not 5.5 years ago when I was premiering Road to Tyranny. That was nice. He came to see it. He was there to see another movie, but, well, I'll tell you the story. It turns out he said he likes the work we do. And his wife said that, too. So that was neat. But, of course, we had a camera going out there in the audience. His wife didn't like that too much, but we didn't even get any footage of Willie, so that's fine. But it was really amazing to just all of a sudden have Willie Nelson walk up behind the counter. All of a sudden, people go, oh. And I look over, and it's Willie Nelson sticking his hand out. That was amazing. I have to tell you, a few things stars struck me. I mean, I've met a lot of big Hollywood stars, and frankly, I can almost care less. But Willie Nelson, my goodness. I mean, this is the Texas ambassador to the planet. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order. in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To Willie Nelson last night. When I was giving my speech, he came into the theater, into the building itself, and came up to our table and checked out the materials. And then at the end of the show, boom, here's Willie Nelson coming up right up to behind the counter, shaking my hand. Amazing. There's not much more to the story. But later, I will get into a few other details of it. Here is the big news that we have in front of us today. IMF chief warns dollar may suffer abrupt fall. If you care about your savings, if you care about the economy at all, that is just a horrific, horrifying statement. Condoleezza Rice, we have confirmed that Israel is requesting their loan payments, which is basically just given to them, and their aid payments in euros. Well, that's a very nice confidence vote of Israel in the United States. Thank you. But, I mean, after all, a year and a half ago, Cheney dumped all of his currency assets into the euro and dumped the dollar. So when your vice president's buying a house in Dubai and they've moved Halliburton there and he's dumped the dollar, why not? I mean, you know. Oh, man, it's such treason. So we'll get into that. Here's another one. Iran breaks with the U.S. dollar. There's lots of anger on television and TV and radio. If there's any discussion of people dumping the dollar, people go, oh, it's Iran. They did it. You know, for the few yuppies and good old boys and fake conservatives and fake establishment liberals out there who might know what it means to have a plunging dollar, it's, you know, the talk on talk radio and everywhere is it's those dirty Iraners. Them Arabs. Of course, they're not even Arabs. Kill them Arab Iranians. And all they're doing is doing what the rest of the world is doing, dumping dollars. I mean, I guess they did do it a year and a half after the vice president, and that's why they're bad, but he's not. See, that's doublespeak and doublethink. You ever wanted to know what doublethink is? If you're out there agreeing with Cheney dumping the dollar, but Iran's bad, see, you're doublethinking. You're fooling yourself. You're lying to yourself. You're consciously deciding not to face that. So Iran breaks with the U.S. dollar. And the money news that I chronicle each day here at the beginning of the show just gets worse from that point. The good news is Glenn Beck did a big diatribe last night demonizing 9/11 truth and attacking us and attacking others for going into Bill Maher's show. They're panicking all over TV. And he had a big poll, a push poll. A push poll is where he told folks, you know, it's all kooky, it's dumb, it's crazy, they're liars. What do you think? And 66% said they disagree that it's kooky. And 34% agree it's kooky. And that's the number we, on the low end. It's always mid-60s at the floor and the ceiling of 84% believing it's a cover-up and a lie. So any way you slice it, any poll I've seen for the last 2 years, now 3-4 years ago it was only 45% and 48% and 52% and 55%. Anyway, it grew. And so 3-4 years ago, yeah, but in the last 2 years it's 64 is the low as it goes and 84 is as high. So, yeah, you got 20% of the people or less who still believe the official fable. And so you can call us all crazy all day long. It isn't working. But and that's scientific polls, unscientific polls. They all show the same thing. I mean, that's what governments study is indexes of polls. They don't just look at one or two polls. They look at baskets of them. And the basket of ongoing scientific and non-scientific polls show the same thing. They keep showing the same picture. Depending on the demographic you talk to, 64% up to 84%. What do you think of them apples? And I know you know that. But have you told your neighbors that? Have you shown them all these polls? I mean, we have an area on Prison Plan, I think like a year ago we did an article where we had, I think it was like 20-something polls. I forget, just a whole page after page of polls. Screenshots of scientific, unscientific, Zogby, Scripps Howard, Mason Dixon, Angus and Reed, and then they were showing the same thing as the non-scientific. And frankly, I think these internet IP polls are just as scientific as the phone polls that they call scientific. The big firms, of course, call them scientific. But if you've got an IP address where it only lets you vote once off your IP, and that is the, you know, 70% of the public's got computers, they're surfing the web every day, and they're out there voting, and it's only one vote per person. That's how all these polls are. What's not scientific about that compared to these other polls where they just call certain demographics on telephone? But I'm already getting off into the hinterland there. There's some good news after the bad news. Ewan McGregor, who I'm a big fan of, one of the few people that does a decent performance in the last three Star Wars movies, but I mean, he's great in a bunch of films. I like him in The Island. Ewan McGregor, angered at Britain's insane nanny state, says he may leave England because of it. And he goes through why he's upset about tyranny. Well, why not? They're banning knives in England. They arrest you if someone's assaulting you in your house and you defend yourself. They're putting cracker chips on all the cars that go into London. They've got telescreens that shout at everyone. They're going to make you go to the doctor each year. They're trying that here. And now make all staff exercise for an hour, says top health advisor. See, in England, sounds reasonable, but the road to hell is paved with control freak intentions. It's not going to end there. This is all eugenics. In Britain, law has long arms, eagle eyes, L.A. Times, with the telescreens that shout at you. They're now in all over the country. So we'll go over why Ewan McGregor and others are just flat sick of it. Israel saying that they must deal with preemptive threats and the time is running out to strike Iran. Meanwhile, China is testing space weapon and launching moon satellite, rights group says. Cheney's saying they've got to go ahead and start the war. Bush is talking about World War III. Bush is running around saying that, where is it in my stack? I don't think I got that printed. Here it is. Bush says that Iran can strike the United States, and then he says another couple sentences and then says, by 2015. And then the quote they put out is, Iran can hit the U.S. with missiles. That was the same thing they did with Iraq. They said, Iran can hit England in 15 minutes. They can hit all of Europe, Iraq, and we've just got to attack them. They've got missiles. They've got special space beams, EMP devices that will just knock us back to the Stone Age. It was total Buck Rogers made up. It's questionable even if our black ops government has that stuff. And Iraq admittedly had nothing. They had Tinker Toy Scuds that could barely hit Israel 100 and something miles away, 120 miles away. And the inspectors had gone in and blown up all the Scuds that could shoot any further than 70 miles, so they couldn't hit any of their neighbors other than Saudi Arabia. So Jordan and Iran couldn't hit Israel. Doesn't matter. By the time they were done, the public was running around in fear, looking to the skies for Iraqi missiles that are going to hit us, 8,000 miles away. Facts didn't matter. Info didn't matter. Nothing matters. It just don't. And now Bush is saying they're going to have nuclear missiles within days. They're going to kill us. Israel's saying they're going to kill us. The CIA's own report says 8.5 years so they can even have a bomb, much less a delivery system. It doesn't matter. They've got to have a war now. And Bush can land on an aircraft carrier and strut around with a giant codpiece and act tough. I just don't know how much more of this we can deal with as a society. Oh, by the way, before I forget and get into other news, I'm going to be at all the showings, okay? People didn't like it, and here's the deal. Tomorrow night, I'm doing my own local TV show while the movie's showing. So I got to go start up the live series again. So I can't be there for that, but I'll be there at the end. We're just going to have a 20-minute speech and 10-minute question and answer at the end of it when it ends at like 9:20. So I'll go to two TV shows and drive over there and give a speech. I love seeing you. I enjoy it. I'll be there Wednesday night at the end. Tonight I'm going to be there at the first, and I'll give a 25, 30-minute speech. Because I'm not going to do the question and answer after it, because I'm going to be on South African radio this afternoon and more radio tonight, and I'm not whining. I just can't do everything, or I really start falling apart, which I was a few months ago, just really gray skin, green skin, basically green skin, unhappy, headaches all the time. I just got to take some, I got to only work, 14 hours a day instead of 18 like I was. Oh, let's be honest. I'll probably only work 12 hours a day. But a lot of days is 14. Like tomorrow will be 14, 15. Regardless, I want to see you tonight at the Alamo Draft House. There are still some tickets left. I know there's a few tickets left for tonight online. They're almost sold out. And they hold back 20 tickets for the door. Then there was a standby line of about 15 people. And out of 250 tickets sold, about 15 people didn't show up, so every person got seated. It was perfect. Every person got seated from those that didn't show up, so people got their seats in standby. It was just it's perfect. It worked perfect tonight. Last night. Last night they said there were 20, 30 tickets left for online sales, and they hold back like 20 for the hour before, so you can still get them at the door right now. And tomorrow night there is a bunch of tickets left, but I've never had a show that hadn't sold out. We'll see if this will be the first one tomorrow. I hope to see you there, and I'll be there again tomorrow. And then it doesn't show for another week at the Alamo here in Austin, where you see there was other. Wasn't just Willie Nelson there last night. There was these other stars there. Not even with him. I tell you, it's something else. This is Austin's happening, folks, and the Alamo Draft House really is. Then coming up, what, the 6th, 7th, 8th, I don't know, whatever the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are, week after next. Three more showings. I'll be there at all of them. Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. Endgame hits PrisonPlanet.tv Thursday night.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. 7-327-0365.
Oh, here's a good one from Johnny Cash. We'll play a little bit of this, and then I'm going to get into what's happening to the dollar. We could play Taps for the Dollar right now, couldn't we?
Ira Haynes. Ira Haynes. Call him Drunken Ira Haynes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well.
from the land of the Pima Indians, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Iowa's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Iowa's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Iowa volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Iowa Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over, and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian, Ira Hayes.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today.
Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war.
IMF chief warns dollar may suffer a rough fall.
Ira Hayes returned the hero.
The head of the International Monetary Fund, Rodrigo Rato, warned Monday that there are risks of an abrupt fall in the dollar linked to a loss of confidence in dollar assets. There are risks that an abrupt fall in the dollar could either be triggered by or itself trigger a loss of confidence in the dollar assets, Rato told the IMF Board of Governors. He also appeared to suggest that Europeans could take steps to temper the strong appreciation of the euro. Now, let's stop right there. They're always talking out of both sides of their mouth. They've already had the head of the IMF and the World Bank 2 weeks ago come out and badmouth the dollar, knowing full well what it would do. Now, they've had Cheney dumping the dollar publicly a year and a half ago. They've had for 4 years a public policy, but it's been before that, to weaken the dollar. It's been a slow, continual slide, as the Financial Times of London said 2 years ago, so the public doesn't realize it. So their quote is in a panic, so the elite can reorganize their assets without a crash of the world economy, just a slow decline of the American economy. So they just want to kind of sneak in at night while we're asleep and just real gently put the pillow over our face and real gently press it down and there, don't struggle, there you go, there you go. And then when we notice it, they'll blame it on Iran, or they'll blame it on some terror attack that happens right on the day it loses 20%. You know, there'll be some distraction that'll really come a day after the plunge, but the public will blame it and just run around screaming and waving American flags made in China by slaves. So that's the bottom line of what's developing there. And now to come out and say, oh, it could plunge, and then have that all over the AP, all over Reuters, all over the news, and then it continues to plunge further. With gold up over $750-something dollars an ounce, and oil going up above 90 and going back up and back down. I mean, it's extremely important economic news and information. There is a risk that the exchange rate appreciation in countries with flexible exchange rates, including the euro area, could hurt their growth aspects, and that in these circumstances, protectionist pressures would worsen, he said, at the final day of the annual meeting of the IMF and the World Bank. Now, Venezuela, a month ago, dumped the dollar completely. Iran has completed a two-year project to completely convert out of the dollar. Our good buddies, the Saudis, have no longer pegged their currency to the dollar and are dumping it. The Chinese are dumping it. The Russians are dumping it. The Germans are dumping it. The British are dumping it. The French are dumping it. The Dutch are dumping it. The Japanese public is dumping it. The Africans are dumping it. The Latin Americans are dumping it. The Canadians are dumping it. And the average football, yep, he's playing fantasy football. The men act like little boys. They run around and giggle and snicker and wear their jerseys when they're 50 years old and eat hot pockets in front of the TV.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're live. You know what, John? I hate to put you on the spot, but for 2 weeks I've been wanting to air that clip. You know the clip with David Icke in it and myself and some other fellow talking? Because it really makes a lot of good points. And at the end of it, I really haven't aired it yet because I don't like to air things which are flattering myself, but at the end, you know, they've got this speaker who I haven't identified yet in this little montage that was put together, but the audio's great. The video's even better. And he's talking about how it's an illusion, how we keep ourselves in these boxes, and how we really are blessed that there's even people like me or like you or like anybody who's questioning the official narrative on history and science and everything. And that I remember being a teenager or before that being concerned with what people thought about me and being horrified, you know, when I was like 10 or 12 years old. I got over it by then.
going into a restaurant in front of a bunch of people, kind of being shy. And then I just recognize and read the accounts and the publications out there about psychology that most adults are scared to death, totally insecure, feel bad, and that they want to go along and get along and dress like everybody else and talk like everybody else and do what everybody else is doing because they're scared. And the first part of being free is just not caring anymore what people think. And what people think about petty issues. I do care what people think who I respect, who are activists and who are humanitarians and who are great artists or people that have a drive and a dedication to help others. I mean, why do so many people want to be involved in charities or involved in helping others or involved in trying to put water systems in Africa for poor tribes people? You know, why would some rich guy who owns a couple car dealerships get religion and suddenly move to Africa and dig the wells himself and pay for it and get malaria, for that matter? Because you realize that that feels good because it's what you're designed to do as a human. It's not some touchy-feely, gooey, sappy, wimpy thing. It's that's what you're designed to do as in life. In the hierarchy of needs, going back to human development, the tribal situation, when you became an elder, a leader, full-grown 35, 40-year-old male, you had an intense desire after you'd had your jousts and your battles for position and after you had gotten your mate, and after you've done all these things, then you realize that it was really about the tribe. And then you start having a more deeply ingrained sense of the species. I don't know how to describe it. It's overpowering. It's an intense drive that you want to protect innocence. You don't just want to protect your children. You want to protect all children. I remember being, 18, 20 years old. I guess I got on the air when I was about 20. But just wondering even before that, what's all this for the children, for the children? Oh, it's for the children. And the media and the corporations, they misuse that and misapply it. But I was saying to myself, it's so obvious that they're just using this as propaganda, the children, the children. And they were. But now I understand why they use it, because once you mature, and even yuppies and people who aren't awake to the New World Order, they still love their children and care about other children and have this instinctive pull to protect the weak. But when Jesus is talking about suffer the little children, he goes on to describe that it's the widows, it's the orphans, it's the weak, it's the cripples. It's people who can't take care of themselves. But a New World Order wolf, they want to go in and kill a blind person. They want to go in and institutionalize some little girl who's born with a cleft palate instead of taking care of her and test drugs and chemicals on her till she dies. They want to, and the tens of thousands of cases, or I've looked at their cases individually in hundreds of them. I mean, I've focused in on individuals. In these reports and stories and documents, say they did this to 400,000 women, but, here's one case. Here's another case. I've looked at hundreds. And you personalize, and you're like, yeah, I'm scared they'll arrest me and trump something up. At a deep fundamental level, I have that concern in one layer of my psyche. But that's one little layer. That's one little part of me that I encapsulate and control and that gets smaller and smaller in me every day. And it isn't even courage. It is an understanding that I have a responsibility to do good. I have a responsibility to defend people, and it's not a burden, it's a blessing. And why should I be scared of dying? Why should I be scared of them killing me? I'm not. 99% of my psyche is just filled up with the fact that I have a duty to protect those that are being enslaved and being abused. And I can image them in my minds. Imagine the things going on, the starving Iraqi families right now, the starving families in Somalia and Rwanda ongoing, the mother having her newborn baby taken away for medical experiments. They kill it and put it in formaldehyde and sell it or use it for body parts. That's admitted. I mean, I image that. Can you imagine that? And it means that I can't spend my time on ball games or dressing cool or acting studly or even going on trips and vacations and seeing things. I love travel. I love seeing beautiful mountains and rivers and forests. I love going to museums. I love going to art expositions. I'd love to go do that and drink a glass of wine. I can't do it, folks, because I know what they're doing to innocent people right now, and I know that I've got to fight them because it's my very core. All right, I got calls. I want to go to your calls. I got a bunch of news, but let's just play this clip. And I forget the name of the clip. I sent it to you. Do you know the title of this? Well, we've linked to it up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com before. I know this. You can type in-game Alex Jones into YouTube and then hit view count, and it's like the 10th or 15th thing in there. You know, it's right around in there. You can type Alex Jones in-game keyword into YouTube and then click view count, you know, ranking according to how many views it's had. And, you know, one will say 130,000 views, one will say 40,000 views, one, and you'll get down. I think it has like 3,000 views when I saw it again a week ago. So just get it out to folks. I should just be able to tell people the name of it, but I don't remember. I just keep forgetting to play it. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, you bear heavy responsibilities these days.
We laugh at sheep because sheep just follow the one in front. Oh, stupid sheep. We humans have out-sheep the sheep because at least the sheep need a sheepdog to keep them in line. Humans keep each other in line. And they do it by ridiculing or condemning anyone who commits the crime, because that's what it's become, of being different. And what it does, Terry, when you step out of the little box of what would other people think, how do I put this in a way that people won't think I'm crazy, you then realize how small a box you've actually been living in.
Most people have no idea the incredible threat we're under by the global elite. I mean, how am I supposed to sit here and explain to you the whole world's been set up to carry out eugenics operations? I have discovered that there is a whole parallel government operating. I have discovered through the whole New World Order. I have discovered all their documents. I have posted them. I have covered them.
You know, you created the Federal Reserve with the 1913 through lies. You create 9/11, which is another lie. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie. And now they're going to do Iran.
It is perfectly possible for a man to be out of prison and yet not free. To be under no physical constraint and yet to be psychologically captive. The nature of psychological compulsion is such that those who act under constraint remain under the impression that they are acting of their own initiative. The victim of mind manipulation does not know that he is a victim. To him, the walls of his prison are invisible, and he believes himself to be free. That he is not free is only apparent to other people. His servitude is strictly objective.
I'm just warning you, person to person, you better start researching, my friends. You better start looking into what world government and what neo-feudalism and what serfdom means. Ron Paul and others have pointed out that Hitler and Stalin and people didn't have the nerve to put stuff like this down on paper. They just did it.
Those who make themselves our enemy are advancing around the globe. The survival of our friends is in danger.
The ultimate goal is to get everybody in this world chipped with a truth and dark ID chip and have all money be on those chips and everything on those chips. And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off the chip.
Because somebody can sell you something, but you don't have to buy it. When you understand that you've bought into it, that these people have no power at all, they do have control, but you have the power. You give it away. The fact that we as ordinary people even have an Alex Jones or anyone is a miracle to me. It is brilliant. So when you're getting pessimistic, for a moment think that it's extremely recent times that we've even had the privilege of discovering this. That is a very recent phenomenon.
And we did find the name of it is This is the Sound of Revolution. You type that into Google or YouTube, you'll find it. This is the Sound of Revolution. It's even more powerful with the video. And it's got Aaron Russo, myself, David Icke. I don't know who that other fellow's voice is, but I appreciate the kind words. But it's all of us together. I mean, I want to build people up. I want to build up other leaders in this movement. That's all I've ever tried to do. And we've built up a lot of people. We try to give a lot of people a hand up, and other people have helped me get the word out and have helped build up what I do. And it's about exposing this new world order. We're not going to survive if we don't. Literally, we're going to see more and more economic calamity, more and more wars, controlled bioweapons releases that they'll claim are organic, organically released, you know, that have just developed or that some terrorist put out. They're saying this is going to happen. They're saying that they're going to do it. You can read it right there, plainly. There's a slight veil, slight between the lines. You know, they say terrorists will release race-specific bioweapons. They say it will magically pop up, or it's going to happen, and billions will die from the flu, and all of the super flu. I mean, they're behind it. They're creating it. They're even then separately in other documents saying, yeah, we want to use race-specific bioweapons to kill, you know, large numbers of people. And they're not going to do that until they've got their emergency management system in place globally. They're not going to go to the full-bore attacks. They're going to have little bio-releases that help get the protocols in place, help get the cadres trained. But you can see them doing it. You can see them constructing this global guillotine for humanity. And I'm watching them do it, and I'm just screaming, please, people, pay attention. This is more important than fantasy football. I tuned around on two different talk radio stations in traffic yesterday, driving up to the Alamo Draft House at night for the showing that we had last night, another one tonight. And two different talk stations have their sports shows in that time of the evening, and they were both talking about fantasy football and real serious about it. I mean, come on, men aren't supposed to be 40 years old, 50 years old. You're not supposed to be playing fantasy football after you're 12. That's what boys play. I mean, if you had your whole life squared away and your whole society squared away and the society wasn't unraveling and if families weren't unraveling and if we weren't in crisis on every front and everything was fine and beautiful and blue skies, maybe you could play a little fantasy football. But they're euthanizing old people all over the world right here in the U.S. They're doing horrible things to foster children. And just so evil is advancing everywhere. And your men are sitting around talking about fantasy football. By the way, Endgame comes out in 3 days, Thursday night at midnight or a little bit before, at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. So you might as well go ahead and sign up now and get familiar with the system. It's very easy. Just put your passcode in, whatever piece of media you want to watch, get in these big indexes, thousands of videos and documents and my book and Paul's book and all this other stuff. And Endgame's going to be up there, my weekly TV reports, thousands of pieces of media we put up in the last 3.5 years there. At PrisonPlanet.tv, and you'll be able to see Endgame there. And then you'll be able to see it in the theaters tonight and tomorrow night, Alamo Draft House. And you can also order. It's not even really pre-ordering now because we're shipping Monday. You know, yeah, it's going out really the 29th is when we really ship. So you go ahead and order now. It'll be packed up, ready. We're caught up to like 2 days ago, so we're welding. It works. It's just crazy hard work. And he sat here until midnight. I'm trying to get an extra shipping person in here short term right now to help him. Because we don't have that many orders. He was here till midnight trying to get all this ready. And so we're going to be, I guarantee you all the orders that come in by this weekend are going to be shipped out by middle of next week. And the orders that came in the last week and then week before that are already packaged and ready, sitting there in the front, going to ship out Monday. So get your orders in now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I just want to say that with the new people we've got here, Tim and Weldon doing the shipping and customer service with Mike. It's gone from being horrible because we were so small. I just had to spend the money, went ahead and just did and got better people who'd work more and do a better job. And they just, it's gone from being a C minus to an A plus. I think a lot of you have noticed that. So I never really commend them like I should. I want to promote Weldon, but I don't want him to get too big and get out of here. Actually, I do. Weldon's got a great country band. What is it, Weldon Henson and the Possum Bellies? Actually, Weldon Henson and the Hillbilly Outlaws or something like that. I got to play some of his music here. His first album's coming out soon, and it's really good stuff. I think Weldon's going to hit it big. I really do. With of course, then I'll lose my producer, too, because Trey Kincaid is his bassist. He plays the bass. And, all right, now I'm really digressing. When we come back, I'm going to go right to Joe, right to William. I promise I'm going to give you both plenty of time. Others that are holding. Warren Cucurillo is going to be on with us from Duran Duran and Frank Zappa's band and everything else with some breaking news on Frank Zappa, 9/11 Truth, and a lot more from New York. We really appreciate him. I spilled hot sauce all over my articles, folks. I flail around now here in the studio. With talk radio, you turn into a pig because you got to eat in three-minute breaks. I'm in here trying to eat breakfast tacos during a break and splattering hot sauce everywhere. I sounded a little distracted earlier. But it's just It's all insane. Everything's insane these days. I'm more reflective today. I'm more reflective than I've been in a long time. And I just think it's because I've really been meditating. By meditating, I don't mean that in the Eastern sense, but I've been really thinking about what matters. And just every day, I'm blown away with how blessed I am. I mean, I am just unbelievably dumbstruck, dumbfounded, just absolutely like a bolt of lightning has hit me every day. To just walk outside and see just sterling fall weather and titanium blue skies and big green trees and happy people and little fat dogs waddling by, and just everything just amazes me. I want that to be clear, that I don't see the world as dark and bad. I see the New World Order as dark and bad. A big festering cancer right in the middle of Valhalla, right in the middle of heaven, turning heaven into hell. And every fiber of my soul and my very cells cry out against it. That's all. That's all. Simple.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp. Used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Cigarillo's coming up. Not in this segment, not in the next, but after that. Some breaking news on Frank Zappa, 9/11, a lot more. Joe in Texas, you're on the air, sir. Welcome. Thanks for holding. Then William, Nick, and others.
Hello.
Hi.
What's going on, Alex?
We are doing a worldwide transmission in defense of liberty.
Great. Hey, I'm just now starting to get... sorry, my throat's a little hoarse.
That's okay. Go ahead, sir.
I'm just now starting to get into information. I learned about the Infowars.com, and I've been asking myself a lot of questions, you know, because it seems crazy that all this stuff is really happening. But I was watching the news last night, and I see where Bush is trying to veto a bill that stops poor people from getting heat in the United States. Have you heard of this?
Tell me about it.
It's some kind of bill where the poor people of the United States, I forget it exactly what it is, but I heard it on CNN last night, where he's wanting to veto the bill and do away with the bill, where it would keep some of the population here from getting heat.
No, I'm not aware
of the deal.
Well, I know this. I mean, you know, a Blackwater employee on average can get $150,000 for a 7-month tour, but we can't give old ladies free heating.
Right. And that's exactly what I'm getting at. Is, and then we got the health issue with the kids. He wants to do away with this. He doesn't want all our young kids to have health insurance, people that can't afford it. And then in the same hand, he's turning around, he's wanting 42, what is he wanting, $42.3 billion?
Yeah, more.
For this war in Iraq?
Well, I mean, it's over $100 billion every 6 months now.
$190, yeah. I don't remember exactly.
No, he wants a supplemental of, I think it's $44 billion what I've got here.
Right, and I'm just sitting here, and I've been on your website. I've been asking myself, man, can this stuff really be serious? I mean, it's just...
Well, let me just stop you.
You watch this stuff going on, you're like...
Joe, it's more sophisticated, okay? Okay, and you're trying to even look at it now, so that's the first step, is knowing there's a problem. Let me just explain something. Bush has to act like he isn't for big government for conservative and libertarian constituents. It would sound great to have health care for children. Here's the problem. The state is run by eugenicists, and every time we've had state-controlled health care, as they now have in England, they carry out eugenics, which they're now starting to do again. Hitler had it, and so you can't give them that much control. If we had a true free market, there would be then massive charity, and people 50 years ago, 100 years ago, didn't go without health care in this country, and it was very cheap, and it developed the best health care system in the world. It is the crony capitalism or corporate welfare. See, the terms, liberal conservative means nothing. And so they show us the system and call it free market, and this is a horrible system we now have. It's not free market. It is a parasitic system. Look, if you don't have insurance, a birth, I saw these numbers, is over $20,000. If you have insurance, it's only about $5,000 for your average birth. So they penalize you, too, for not having insurance to force you in. The central banks own the insurance companies. So it's a scam there as well. What we need is state laws against fraud. And the fraud is that health care prices are set. And set by the medical companies. I'm not saying government does it, but that they have to set a price at a place, just like a restaurant sells a hamburger for the same price everybody else. One hospital can have another price, that's fine. But that hospital isn't going to charge some poor woman $20,000 because she doesn't have insurance, and then charge some rich yuppie $5,000 because they've got it. Well, let me try to explain this, okay? Stay there.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hi, this-